The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The financial guys in Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Oh, it's not a swindle. What you do is, see, you give them all your credit card numbers, and if one of them is lucky, they'll send you a prize.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Stop it! Stop it! Don't you realize you've just been brainwashed by corporate propaganda?
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Lisa's a grade A moron.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is the Financial Guys Radio Network, and we are the Financial Guys. Not Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle. They are off this week, hopefully enjoying this wonderful Western New York sunshine. Summers are so, so nice around here. I often wonder why people don't come up here for the summers and then maybe head back south for fall and winter.
Yeah, I'm not good in 110 degree weather.
I know.
So this is perfect in
you
the summertime.
Pretty much really. Melt as yeah. soon as you walk yeah. out your doors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike Hayflick, Mike Sparazza in today and this week, and we're so happy to be here. Mike and I planning a little bit this week for the show. I think our adrenaline just goes over the top with this stuff because there's so many things to talk about. So
we are not short of topics. That's
we
sure.
are not. We are not short of topics. And me being an eternal optimist, it's very difficult sometimes. And as I speak to some of my clients and speak to some of my colleagues throughout the weeks, and we hear only negative things happening on in this country, it seems, on the sort of the mainstream media. And it definitely wears on people. It actually wears on me, too. So I'm with you if you're out there saying, isn't there just one or two good things we can talk about? So we're going to try and think of some of the good things that have happened over the last 3.5 years.
I think the level of frustration is getting, you know, off the charts at this point, too. I mean, clients that I've talked to, it's just everybody has a little bit of an edge at this point. You know, my dad's an optimistic guy. He's becoming extremely irritable at times. So, I mean, I feel like it's really starting to wear on people, and it's sad. It really is.
It is, and what's interesting is a lot of us are saying, but what can we do? You know, a lot of us work, and a lot of the people we work with work. They're
right.
contributors.
Right.
They have worked. They may be maybe one person in retirement, one still working. Some people own businesses. We have a lot of business owner clients. And we all kind of get to a point of saying, yeah, but we can't go and assemble down at Niagara Square. Mm-hmm. I can't just suddenly take off for a week and go down and stand in Albany and protest.
I've been saying this from the beginning to friends and family. I mean, thank God we have our jobs right now because it you know takes your mind off the I guess the sadness that we've
Absolutely.
Seen here. You know, but it's at some point it's got to change.
There's well, and sadly, and I guess I'll say selfishly. Helping people every day
right.
is pretty cool. Like
yep.
it makes you feel pretty darn good. And
yep.
I want to talk a little bit about that, how this kind of American dream has sort of turned into the American handout. You know, the expectations of some people in our society now is not that they should have to go to school or not that they should have to go get that first entry-level position and work their way up the ladder
yep.
and, you know, maybe become a manager, maybe part owner, maybe even a sole owner of a business. The expectation is now firmly that many believe this, not everyone, but many believe, hey, just because of who I am, I should just get something. And I'm fed up with it.
I don't understand it. I mean, first off, who I am, I wouldn't want that either, right?
No.
You want to work. I understand, you know, people in their late teens, early 20s, you know, you got to just get out there and go. But
yeah,
but
absolutely.
Mean, some of these people you see on TV, it's just, at what point do you want to be a responsible adult and make it work in this world and not depend on, you know, working people to figure it out for you or the government at that
point?
No
doubt. Right? Well, there was a movie about this, but it was called Failure to Launch. And it just was the idea of, and I think of like the robins that were in my yard, about 2 months ago, three little baby robins in the nest. And finally, one had the courage to jump out of that nest. And then the other two, within like 12 hours, they were all gone. But failure to launch is the idea that, like, children that turn into adolescents, that turn into young adults, they just don't know when to get the heck out of their parents' home.
Yep.
Well, a lot of parents, you've got to, like, push them out, get them out, make them do something on their own. And then you just can't help it. But it's all about, like, oh, come on, woe is me, I'm a victim. Come on. No, you're not. You live in America. You can pretty much do anything you dream to do.
Yep.
But they're just so, like, everyone is feeding this media. This liberal side of society, the loudest group out there, is just feeding all of this through Facebook and through Instagram and all these different social media things. I mean, it's just crazy.
And I always tell the story, and it's kind of fun. You know my dad, so this is probably going to be funny to
you.
But, you know, I had a little bit of a lazy side in me, you know, out of college, and, you know, I had fun in college. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to really... I guess we'll call it work hard, right?
The parties from three guys over to like 38 people.
Right, exactly.
Within a couple phone calls.
That's right. And I had that side of me, a little lazy side to me. And what got me rolling in my career was at 24, my dad said, you know, because I was working with my dad at that point, mm-hmm. he said, you either figure it out or you get out. And that was it for me, because I knew if I didn't get my act together, I know him well enough, he would have thrown me out.
Hey,
right? And
that's a great advice to some of these very liberal-minded mayors of these major American
exactly
cities.
I was going with that. Yep.
Either figure this out or get out, and don't go saying that federal mm-hmm. police protection cannot come into your own cities.
Yep.
Guess what? This is first the United States of America,
yep.
then it's the states you live in, but then it's the city. If we have under siege, federal buildings under siege, who on earth are they to say, you're not invited?
Right.
Give me a break.
And that was my exact point when I was telling that story. You just said it there. You know, you got to make people sometimes make their own decisions. And if you cut them off, or if you say, we're mm-hmm. not going to stand for this anymore, they either have to change or they'll have major issues.
Right.
And I think instead we've gone the other way, where it's like, well, if they complain enough, let's give them what that we can, or give them more, or give them, you know, 600 or whatever. You
right.
know, it's not a get up and get out. It's a, we'll help you even more. You
know? I know. First they were giving $600 extra a week after the unemployment that people received. I still can't quite get my head around that. However, now they're talking about continuing that, or let's give them incentives to go back to work. Like, at what point do we say, you don't get incentives to go to work, the expectation is to go to work, right?
Just like freedom is a right in our country, going to work should be a mandatory.
Contributions, right? Contributions.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is always an open mic session here. You can reach us at 803-0930, calls and texts. You can, if you are listening, all of you Floridians out there listening on WFTL 850, you can call us at 1-800-616-9236. If you need us throughout the week, folks, you can call us at 833-FIN-GUYS. We have an amazing, very, very comprehensive team to help you, not only with the financial planning wealth management needs, but even some of the things like what I focus on with my partners, Ron Reinstein, Ron Pierce, focusing on Social Security claiming decisions, not the actual, you know, application of Social Security, meaning I'm going to sign on to get my benefit. That's pretty simple. Knowing when to do it is the hard part. And you really, really should know that we've embraced the complexity of those decisions. And they are complex decisions. Mike here, auto and home specialist. I think it's been referred to as property and casualty. And people might go, what is that? That sounds like something maybe I might need or not. But auto and home, and home specialist here. Lots of other things that we do. I also want to just do a little shout out to all of the graduates. And I don't care if you graduated from kindergarten, you're going to go into first grade, How about the eighth graders going into a high school setting?
The middle school graduation,
High school graduates, finally you're done with the K to 12 experience. You're moving on to whether it's the working world, some kind of trade, maybe some kind of a college university. I want to especially congratulate Michaela, my daughter. She finished her fourth year at Damon. And if you're out there, folks, and you're in some of the local medical offices, she's now doing her rotations, I guess they call them. There's 10 rotations. She's currently in a pediatric office. So
she was telling us stories about that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Lots of little babies. You know, she was so thrilled to see like a four-day-old baby coming in. One day she comes home and says, "Dad, don't come near me. Little babies were coughing at me all day today." So anyway, I'm just extremely proud of her. So Michaela, way to go. One more year of this graduate work, and every other graduate out there, congratulations. It's literally so depressing to me to think of what you've had to go through, basically leaving school in end of February, early March, thinking maybe, we're going to be off an extra few weeks. Yep. And then you never got back. All of you out there in school, you never got back to see that teacher, maybe that classroom teacher, your favorite teachers, coaches.
Sports, I coach football in the local area, and those kids work so hard their whole life to play their senior year of football.
And what do you think of that? I mean, what do you think the effect will be?
I know how much that meant to my life as a high school football player and a high school baseball player, and how fun that was, the relationships you get from that. You know, some of my best friends to this day are kids I played football with in high school or baseball with in high school. And, now I'm not going to say they're going to take it away from them because who knows what happens here. But, it just seems like it's just really sad for those kids.
It's so dispiriting. I'd always say, we have a college planning specialist, Jeff Boron. And back, 5-6 years ago, he and I would be seeing people to support those moves from high school to college. And I would always say, how dispiriting is it to not find the right thing in college and then feel like, oh no, I failed. I need to switch schools. I need to go back home.
Yep.
Well, these kids, they don't even get a chance to sort of celebrate the senior year, the proms and the all this fun and all the get-togethers of saying goodbye, not only to each other, but also the parents. I was so close with so many of the parents of my friends, and you just don't have a chance. So,
and your friends in school too. You lose relationships with kids you went to school. It's just a sad thing.
Brutal. So we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back out of that and talk about Emperor Cuomo, King Cuomo. He has now decided what constitutes a substantive meal. So if you all were out there wondering what it is that's substantive, okay, and that's the word he used, fear not. King Cuomo has told us now what substantive means in terms of eating. So we're going to get into some of that, some of the anarchy going on in American cities. And I just want to ask you this. If you're listening and you're a firm conservative, staunch conservative, I kind of know what you're doing this November. But if you're sort of independent, maybe one of those moderate Democrats out there, let me just ask you this. What is your choice in November, right? What is it? And then we want to talk a little bit more about that. Of course, still taking calls here. It's always an open mic session. We're going to take one quick break. This is Mike Hayflick and Mike Spiraza on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest host Mike Hayflick. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Mike Hayflick.
To be a bar, you had to have food available. Soups, sandwiches, etc. More than just hors d'oeuvres, chicken wings, you had to have some substantive food. The lowest level of substantive food were sandwiches.
All right, well, there you have it. So next time you're eating soup and salad, you should understand that that's really not maybe as substantive as you should.
Well, wait, I think
you
said soup was, though. So soup is different than chicken wings.
But it's up for debate?
It's debatable.
It's debatable. It's changeable, especially if you have all of the executive power right there in your fingertips.
And I know I'm biased because we're Buffalo people, so I know that with the chicken wing thing. But right. I mean, I went to lunch with Mike Lomas yesterday, and we got 20 chicken wings.
How did you feel? Like you ate something?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I actually we ate lunch with Sue and Mike, and Sue had like you know. Her wings, I had my wings, Mike had his, and it was like, we're pretty full right
now. You're walking out there
we're
going, we are stuffed.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We just had a couple slices. I regrettably, and I only mean it because one would have been plenty, but we were at Zetti's,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Zetti's, only probably a stone's throw from the Entercom studios. We met there, had a quick couple slices. I had two alone. I should not have because I'm stuffed. I think I might have to doze off here during some of the breaks, but... Just fabulous, and I go in there thinking, who on earth has the right to tell me what's substantive or not?
Yeah.
Who has the right to now start saying, listen, if you're going to get this menu item, this will come with certain conditions?
I don't understand what the difference is. It's food.
It's food.
Now, I understand if he was, I don't understand the point, what he was doing from the beginning, but
yeah.
If somebody gave somebody one chip instead of a meal, whatever, but
right.
What's the difference between if I get a salad, if I get... You know, pizza logs, if I get soup. If
I have no idea.
I mean, it's my choice. It's my meal.
What if I want to eat six baskets of popcorn that just complimentarily is on the bar?
Right.
I mean,
right.
And I do that, by the way. I mean, I will do that.
And I said this to you this morning. What cracks me up, too, is so if I'm sitting there drinking a beer or a soda, whatever, for, you know, a half hour. And I take a sip every 5 minutes. What is the difference if I eat one wing every 5 minutes
right.
or one steak or what? I mean, you're sitting there, you're doing the same thing.
Honest, Scott. Yeah. So we were joking. You know, you were saying how if you're seated at a bar versus standing at a bar, and you're saying how you know if I'm up there around 6 foot, 6.5 feet, and I'm breathing out air, is that not going to affect the people as if I was sitting?
Yep.
So if I'm at the 4 foot 6 inch level.
Yep.
COVID apparently doesn't live above 5 feet. So,
I'm in trouble then at my 6 foot four friend.
I think every tall person in the universe, you better watch out. But it is. I mean, and honestly, I can vouch for how bad this virus can be. I have my mom who was in assisted living, got the COVID crisis back in, the virus back in mid-March.
Yep.
Still has a little bit of a raspy, sort of a chronic bronchitis thing maybe now. But she's 83.
Yep.
She was on hydroxychloroquine, by the way. That was for the rheumatoid arthritis that she's had for many, many years. God only knows, chemistry of our bodies is very complex. Did the hydroxychloroquine hurt or help her?
Yep.
Did it have a neutral effect? I will not be saying, oh, it must have been that. However, anybody out there saying, no, that doesn't work, or oh, no, that's dangerous, right away, I think it's a political statement. They're trying. And someone said to me this week, a lot of people are saying the same thing. Follow the money.
Right.
Why are they saying it? Well, because it's a generic drug.
Right.
It's super cheap.
Yep.
It really isn't going to pad the pockets of anybody.
Same people that want pharmaceutical prices to drop. Too,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, President Trump, one real positive thing he actually did, he's got prices of prescription drugs dropping. He just did something last night, right, where it's going to, and I didn't have enough time to research it, but he is looking out for us, folks. He is looking out for all of us, not just the one percenters and not just the conservatives either. He's looking out for everybody.
Yeah, I think to go back to this Mr. Cuomo stuff here, I just, every week it's something different, right? Like last week I went out downtown with some friends last week, and last week it was, okay, you need to eat something to have the drink. Fine.
Right, right.
Now it's you have to have a substantive meal to have a drink now. Okay, fine. What's next week? We have to spend $80 on steak and potatoes? Like, where do you stop? And that's the problem. It just keeps always changing. And again, I understand this virus is ever changing too, but just make up your mind. A steak is not going to make it any better than just a beer is.
No.
I'm sorry. It's just not.
It's all about fear. It's about scare people to the point of they won't leave their house. They will lash out at each other. And I'm starting to see that now.
Yep.
People 15 to 20 feet away from each other, outside, looking and sneering at each other. One, because the other one is wearing a mask and belittling that person. And the one wearing the mask is saying, you should have a mask. I'm like, where is this going?
Right.
People, come to your senses. Keep protecting the most vulnerable, the people in ICU and assisted living and skilled nursing facilities. But my goodness, leave each other alone.
And if it is the mask thing, if the mask is 100% you know, the cure to all.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Then say that one and make that a mandatory thing, which I think he tries to do, but then he changes it. Like when he goes to Georgia this week, he doesn't have a mask on. When Fauci goes to the baseball game the other day, he's sitting in the stands.
Didn't have it on.
I can't go sit in the stands. He can. He doesn't have a mask on. So you can't play it works when I want it to work and it doesn't when I don't. You know, it works if you have to go to a ballot box, you need a mask on, or you can't go period.
But, no.
But if you go to church, you can't do that either. But if you want to go to a baseball game and not wear a mask,
it's just outrageous. You know. I think, come on, please, common sense, everyone. Common sense, common courtesy, decency. How about all these things that we all were supposed to learn growing up, right? Oh, my goodness. Hey, I think we could get to a – let's get to a call here. We have a break coming up at the bottom of the hour, but let's go to Steve in Niagara Falls. Hey, Steve, how are you? You've got Mike and Mike this week.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I've had better days watching the news, which I try not to. A couple of questions. First of all, I don't know – I believe you gentlemen have a much better grasp of what's going on around the world and the state than I do, only because you're into the working world. I'm a retired cop, by the way.
Thank you.
My attitude. Thank you. You're welcome. It was a pleasure, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Past tense was. My question, first of all, is in what way, manner, shape, or form – can we, as the citizens of this state who see the ruination our governor is bringing us to and already brought us to, how can we stop it? Because it doesn't appear, and I've asked the question of many people who I thought might know the answer, that there's any way to do a recall or stop this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He owns the legislature, the Senate, and et cetera, everything but the president, I think, and we can't seem to get him out of office. That's my question, but my point would be also to ask Mr. Know-It-All, who doesn't have to wear and shake hands with people, Mr. Cuomo, Know-It-All.
Right.
Where did he get the list of what is considered food and not? I mean, who
I don't know. But let's on the other side of this break, let's address that, okay? Folks, you are listening to Mike Hayflick, Mike Sparazza on the Financial Guys Radio Network. Don't turn that dial.
It's a write-off for them.
How is it a write-off?
They just write it off.
Write it off what?
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Do you?
No, I don't.
But they do. And they're the ones writing it off.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll-free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
All righty, welcome back. Maybe you are on a slow ride, maybe a fast ride on this beautiful, beautiful summer day here in Western New York. Mike Sparazza and Mike Hayflick. We are in studio, taking over for Mike Lomas. Yep. I almost forgot
too
his
many
name.
Mikes.
There's too many. I can't remember him by Mike. I just have to think of his last name. But Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle filling in for these guys this weekend. And we just love being here. Hopefully you're having a great summer. As restricted or with whatever, with all the conditions that we are faced with, hopefully you're still having some fun. I wanted to just, like I said earlier, I'm an eternal optimist, so I want to talk about some of the silver linings that this kind of an event can bring. I know there are some. Also, we do manage money for a living, and that's the primary thing we do. We have an investment team, a very independent investment team that watches over all of the accounts, all of the wealth that you may entrust us with, but we do so many other things. Let me just start with. Let me go through the aisle.
Laundry list.
Right across from me now, Tom Canava, wealth management attorney. Down from there, you, Mike, you're auto and home. So not only auto and home.
No, we do business insurance. We do umbrella insurance, recreational vehicle insurance, workers' comp, you name it. I mean, any type of you know, I guess we'll call it auto, home, or business insurance, we do it.
Right. Yeah. Anything you can own.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Life insurance. Your dad, Charles Sparazza, heads up our ever-expanding team of life insurance specialists. And you know, during some of our Friday meetings, that Jay Blanchard, just a fabulous team leader in our office, when he goes through some of the success stories, he asks for some of the things that have happened to us throughout the week. And when I hear Charles Spiraza talk about, listen, yes, of course, it's about accumulation of wealth, yeah, but it's also about protection. It's about knowing what's going to happen if you're not here tomorrow.
Yep.
And we can help people in such unique ways. Yep. College planning, I mentioned earlier. Social Security claiming strategies. Knowing how to take the income. Yep. Knowing that you've kind of reached the peak of the mountain, and the ascent up the mountain was not probably easy, right? Yep. We're all trying to accumulate wealth. But I'll tell you what, the descent down the mountain, the retirement years, can be even more perilous. Why? Because the risks of longevity, inflation, taxes, the market risk, the interest rate risks, yep, all of these risks that we face, folks, they have to be mitigated somehow, or you're literally just hanging on a hope and a prayer type of retirement plan. Come and see one of us, myself, Ron Reinstein, Ron Pierce, see one of us when you're approaching those years where retirement income is now the new deal here. It's, yep, what you need to now see ahead of you. It's not just about accumulation at that point. So come and see somebody who can help you in a very unique way. You can reach us at 833-FIN-GUYS, locally in Western New York, 716-633-1515.
Just want to throw a plug, too, to Ryan Norton in the mortgage department.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been doing awesome. A lot of different clients. Some of my clients, yep, I know some of yours. You, yep, even, you know.
And I didn't make my right turn from my own office. So, yes, down yep, right, Ryan yep, Norton, yep, and our health insurance, yep, and Medicare planners. We are having Medicare Mondays again, by the way. So Medicare Mondays is a huge hit. Why? Because anybody who has now reached the age of 65 and beyond, you've got decisions to make every year to figure out how are we going to get the best coverage, but also at the best price. Yep. And these folks can help you. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you, folks. And these are AHIP certified, certified individuals, certified specialists to help you in the very, very most unique of ways. How do I mean by unique? I mean, they're helping you. They're not just putting you into some other big group, yep, and thinking, hey, we hope that that works. You are going to get the best advice from our team. So
I think that's
keep
cool
that
too.
In mind.
A lot of our insurance departments and our mortgage departments, the same thing, right? You don't use one place to put everybody in one place. It's
no.
You do, you know, check out best rates, best price,
right,
best coverage, best, you know, whatever,
sure,
you need. And that's what we do.
That's everybody, right.
Yeah.
We're going to take just a real quick moment here to talk to our real estate, I think I called him our real estate
expert
specialist, real estate. Oh, I had a great word for him, but I'm going to bring Todd Akinger in. Todd, how are you?
I'm excellent.
All right. What's going on in the real estate world these days?
Oh, a little bit of everything.
Is it a buyer's market, a seller's market?
So here's the skinny. It really depends on price point. 2 weeks ago when I was on, I talked about two approximately $500,000 properties, one in Wales, one,
mm-hmm,
in Marilla. The one in Marilla, I sold in 30 hours. The one in Wales, I sold in 4 days. The 300s seem to be the ones where they're lasting a couple of weeks. And a couple of weeks, you know, 4 years ago, I'd have been thrilled if something sold in a couple of weeks. But now I get nervous that I'm, you know, my marketing is a little off, and I'm and tweaking, you know, because I want to do the job somebody hired me for, and I want to get these houses sold.
Sure.
You got a good question?
No, go ahead.
Todd, are you allowed to show houses now back to the way it was, or is that still on the back burner?
Not back the way it was.
Yeah.
In there. You know, tomorrow I've got an open house. If anybody's looking for a 2,500 square foot on 4 acres in the Alden area, you can come and see me at 811 Four Rod. You need to wear a mask for showings and open houses.
Okay.
Okay. So 811 Four Rod out in Alden. And that would that be the Alden School District?
It would.
All right. Sometimes I know the Lancaster Aldens, East Auroras, they all kind of fall on some of those lines. You know, Iroquois comes into the picture sometimes. But, you know, a couple people I had talked to these past couple weeks, I think they were probably folks I sent to Ryan Norton for mortgage advice, maybe refi advice. But they said that there have been like huge numbers of bids, like competitive bidding situations in some cases. Is that true, Todd?
Oh, absolutely. I've got two couples, one that's going to put themselves on pause for about 6 weeks just to inhale and exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, I have been in offers from as little as 8, and the one actually both have been in one where it was 48 offers on a single house.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So, folks, if you're in the market still, if you thought, oh, no, I guess we just have to change our minds and stick it out for another season or two, it sounds like you're saying, no, you don't have to. There are ways to go ahead and find maybe that next house in your life, that dream house that you've been waiting for. Let's not forget, mortgage rates are at historic lows.
Yeah, Ryan's been kicking butt. He's been doing the majority of my stuff, and I haven't had one complaint yet. And, yeah, I mean, it's a great time to sell, and we can protect you so you're not homeless. And the beautiful thing is if you're selling, you're selling on a high,
yep,
depending on your price point. Stuff is not going crazy.
Sure.
Over when you get into the higher price point. So you might be selling,
right,
you know, $150,000, $200,000 house and getting a crazy price.
Right.
And, you know, bidding's done. And then when you move up in house, you aren't getting as heated of a price as you are where you just sold. So you're actually coming out of winter.
You might be able to be getting a little bigger of a house knowing that these interest rates are low. You might qualify it for something a little bigger. But I'll tell you, I think I'd caution my clients of over pursuing, you know, go thinking, I knew we were able to do a $180,000 mortgage, but when someone tells you can do $240,000, I think you got to really look at that and say, how's that affecting my overall household? But anyway, that's just the financial planner in me cautioning people. Anyway, thanks so much, Todd.
Wait.
Have a great weekend. All right. Todd Aichinger, our real estate specialist, giving us a little update. Let's go back to the comments about from Steve in Niagara Falls. What can we do? That's a great question. I'm going to just tell you, we're going to have Dave DiPietro, our New York State Assemblyman for the 147th District, on a little bit later, just after the 2 o'clock break. We're also going to have New York State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort join us during that same time. And I want to ask them that exact question. What can we do in such a liberal blue state like New York to impact change on a national level? So I know we were talking a little bit about some of the things, right?
I definitely think, you know, I think sometimes a lot of us will say, you know, I say this with even friends and family, will say, well, my vote doesn't count here in New York, which may be valid. It probably is valid. But still, I think it's to the point where everybody's still got to vote, because who knows? You just keep voting. You know, keep believing what you're believing, and I think that's a good start. But I mean, you had mentioned some good things about, you know, organizations and groups that people belong to come together as well. You know,
absolutely. Some of the national groups. I mean, I know the NRA is always mentioned in these big political debates about conservatives, and they just have their guns, and all they care about is owning guns, guns, guns. Yep. Well, I'll tell you what: if you got every single NRA member to make sure they go to the ballot boxes and vote their conscience, meaning if you are conservative-minded, if you think, just starting with protecting our national borders, if you think that's more essential than what you're hearing from the more socialist-minded, anarchy-minded left, that's what they've become. I'd say just go vote your conscience, which should lead you to, yes, we want a safe America. We want safe cities. If you did that, if big national organizations went and appealed to their members, I think we'd have outstanding results. And that doesn't mean it's all from New York. It means it's across the board, across the entire country. Here's another thing. You might have children here in New York. They go to school with some kids that might be from other states.
Yep.
Let's try and turn the tide of what these liberal colleges and these liberal professors continue to fill our kids' heads with. Turn the tide. Have conversations. And it's not about Trump or Biden, folks. It's about policy. It's about the conservative policies versus the more liberal policies. And I'd like to ask everyone out there, if you're listening and you're sort of like, you can almost get through our show, you think we're okay, but sometimes we disgust you and we always say, well, don't call us and we probably won't want to work with you.
Right.
But if you're sitting out there right now and you feel like you've always been a Democrat, just party line vote, but you're a little more of the moderate, right? The more traditional Democrat. What is your choice, I ask you? What is your choice? In 4 months from now, what are you thinking is the best choice? 4 more years of Trump keeping us somewhat in the center in terms of policies, or going completely far left, having a President Biden for, I'm saying, 6 months. I think by June 30th of next year, if he's president,
he makes the inauguration. Who knows
honestly,
if he gets there?
Yeah. I think he'd be all ready. There'd be talk probably into the second quarter of next year. He's failing, folks. The rigors of a campaign, the rigors have done this to him. He's cognitively not able to do it.
He can't do interviews by himself. How's he going to meet with the Russian president, the Chinese president? I mean, and I'm just so sick and tired of hearing Trump's going to set us back for 100 years.
Right.
The most time he has left here is 4.5 years.
That's right.
And it's not like he can put together, a thing like Hitler did, right? I mean, our country doesn't allow that.
No.
Right?
So, of course not.
I'm sick of that whole, we can't deal with another, it's a lifetime. It's 4 years, first off.
Right.
And second off, we have a list. I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
We have
a
list of accomplishments that he's had, and we don't talk about those things. We just say that he's a racist. He's a misogynist. And I said it a couple weeks ago when we hosted. It's getting insulting at this point.
Absolutely.
It's getting insulting to people.
How dare you? Yeah. How dare you say that we are so close-minded and so, so much we all have this tunnel vision that we can't see past certain colors or preferences and all these things. I agree. I'm getting personally offended. It's starting to get disgusting. But again, those moderates, those people in the middle, the independents, what would you rather have? My goodness. Do you want an AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer-led, basically Congress and White House, only to then go complete socialism? I mean, you see what happens in Seattle, Portland, New York City, Chicago. That becomes every major city in the United States, folks.
And for people to think we're overreacting, just look at that.
Look at it. Right, just watch.
Yeah.
You'll see it, and you'll see it being called peaceful protests.
Yep.
But listen, turn the volume down and don't put the little words at the bottom of your screen, closed captioning.
Right.
Just look at the pictures of what's going on in our country. And then some of these mayors of these cities have the nerve to say, we're not allowing these federal officers in. They can't come into our city. We don't need them. Give me a break.
And again, we joked about this morning. I mean, it's not funny, but it is kind of funny. You know, the chop zone, right? That was we're going to do it our way group. Mm-hmm. What did they do?
Yep.
They put up walls. They had firearms. Everything that they hate about the Donald Trump America or the just America in general,
absolutely.
They do it. Right? So it works when it works for you. It doesn't when it doesn't. And again, it's just insulting. And I just, for people out there that, I think we have a lot of intelligent people and a lot of good-hearted and good-minded people in this country. Everybody's got to sit down and say, like you said, look at that side and look at those cities and look at those places and then look at our side, or I should say side, but the Floridas of the world, the Texas. You can't logically think that, those cities are running a good show right now. It's just not, happening. Right?
No, it takes a 1 minute segment of what's going on in these places to get that. We're going to take just a real quick break. We're going to come back and hit these phone lines. John from Rochester, you are next, sir. Thank you for waiting. You've got the financial guys, Mike Hayflick and Mike Sparazza, sitting in for Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle. And we're always happy to be here, folks. Hopefully you're having a great day. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in just a short moment.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest host Mike Hayflick. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Mike Hayflick.
All righty, welcome back, folks. Having a lot of fun here.
Yeah, as always.
Lots of fun to talk about here. what are some silver linings in all of this COVID crisis? And I mean, one of them is we didn't have to hear about impeachment anymore.
From one thing to the next.
The word impeachment sort of just suddenly was gone.
Well, and that's what I think is an interesting thing here. I mean, this next, what is it now, three and a half months we got now until the election here. This is going to be as interesting as a 3.5 months, I think, as can be. I don't know what else is left that can happen, but I'm sure there'll be something, so we'll see.
I don't think we could even come up with it. I think every news story, it seems to go from one thing to the next, and you say, whoa, didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
We're going to hit the phone lines. We're going to go to John in Rochester. John, how are you?
Hey, Mike and Mike, I'm doing great.
Terrific, terrific. Ever experienced some of these things going on in our society in your lifetime?
I have not. The thing I came was when I was my last part of high school, '68, when they had a lot of unrest in the country. Of course, this was before your time, but they had the riots in Chicago during the Democratic Convention. Similar to what you're seeing today in Seattle, Portland, Atlanta, you name it.
Sure.
That had a lot of similarities, but not to this extent. In fact, the result of that was, I think Hubert Humphrey was the candidate for the Democrats. He took a very conservative approach and spoke out against the violence. And, of course, Nixon spoke out against the violence. And Nixon won. It was a fairly close election, but the chaos, radicalism, and this communistic Marxist revolution that's happening before our eyes is unbelievable. And the Democrats are, in a lot of ways, defending it. A lot of Democrats are defending it. A guy like Biden is silent.
Right.
Not saying anything about it, which to me, that's going to hurt him big time.
Do you think that it's fair to ask some of the independents, the Democrat, maybe those kind of traditionally more moderate Democrats, to just say to them, what is the choice? If we get into November and we vote for Biden, we're not voting for Biden. We're voting for all these outrageous socialistic policies that put us even into more debt, I guess take away even more freedoms, take away the idea that people have personal responsibility. Like, wouldn't they rather, in your opinion, John, just go with Trump another 4 years, only to know that then it's wide open again?
Well, I agree with you 100% if they were thinking clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't miss Mike and Mike. The media, Trump is called the media at one point the enemy of the people, and I'm starting to believe it right now.
Yeah.
There was a study Harvard did about a year and a half ago. And you know, Harvard is not a conservative thing. Harvard's a pretty leftist university.
Mm-hmm.
Their conclusions were that Trump's disapproval rating is 92%. That was a year and a half ago. Versus Obama, at the same time in his presidency, his disapproval rating was 46%. Right now, I think Trump's disapproval rating's got to be close to 98%, but I'm talking about the media.
Right, right.
The media stories. And that's the biggest problem right now. The media has brainwashed the public. I'll give you a good example. I talked to my mom today. My mom's in an assisted living facility in the local area. And she says she's 86 years old. She reads the Buffalo News every day. She said to me today, I can't believe all the negative stories about Donald Trump. She goes, that doesn't sound right. She goes, and I said, Mom, join the club because that's what's happening. You got to remember, the Buffalo News, their primary national carriers are the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Right, right.
In Rochester, we have the Democrat and Chronicle. Their primary national coverage is done by Associated Press in USA Today, and they're both leftists. And the one thing about the Buffalo News, I have to say, the local reporters in the Buffalo News, I think, are kind of fair-minded. Mr. Local reporters are completely way left.
There's no doubt. And it sometimes comes down to the editing staff, right? Like, what actually makes it into the papers?
I think, too, morally, it's just some of these, you know, news stations and report. I mean, morally, how do you just make stuff up? And how do you just, you know, I guess just one day you say one thing and the next day you say something completely different and forget that you said it the day before.
Right.
Like, it's a constant
web of
lies and, you know, I guess misinformation, right?
They dismiss it. They think that it doesn't matter what I said yesterday. It's about right now. And then it's the division. It's divide and conquer and demean. It's just awful. Any last thoughts, John?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mike, you hit it on the head. It's not what they report necessarily, although that's a problem. It's what they do not report.
Mm-hmm.
Just take in consideration the biggest scandal in American history occurred to candidate Donald Trump,
yep,
and President Donald J. Trump over this Russia collusion issue.
Mm-hmm.
That was hardly reported as far as the culpability of the Obama administration by the mainstream news.
Right. It definitely wasn't reported on prime time. They avoided it as if it was the COVID virus. So anyway, John, thanks for calling.
Keep up the fight.
All righty. Thank you. You too, buddy.
And this is the other thing, too. This isn't a Donald Trump thing either, by the way. Whether he's back in office or not, it's more just how can we go along in society this way and mm-hmm. just, you know, make stuff up. If you don't like somebody, start a rumor about them.
Absolutely.
Investigate them. But, I mean, you can't go, you know, another 100 years like that because I don't think we'll make it, to be honest
no.
with you.
I don't think
we'll make it 25 years, let alone 100.
There's no way. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go to Eric and Kenmore here before this break. Hey, Eric, you wanted to talk about the Blue Jays in Buffalo.
Yes, it's great news that the Blue Jays are going to show up in Buffalo. And I think when King Cuomo puts two and two together and figures out what's going to happen tax-wise, he's mm-hmm. going to need a change of underwear.
I think you're right. I'm a little disappointed, though. Here we are. We're going to have some Major League Baseball here in Buffalo, and nobody's
even
allowed
to go
see them.
Yeah, every homestand, he's going to have two dozen multimillionaires playing a child's game for big money.
Right. I love it. You know what? I will be tuning in on TV because I think it'll be cool to see that field on television, see the backdrop of the city and so forth. Yeah. I'm sure they'll show a little bit of Niagara Falls. Right? We always have to see the falls because that's what we are here, Western New York. So anyway, all right. Well, Eric, thanks for calling, pal.
My point is this. The state's going to get around 7% of every dollar they get paid for playing either a home game for Toronto
mm-hmm.
or an away game for a visiting team.
Great point.
That's going to be a huge amount of money that goes into the state coffers, and why doesn't Buffalo get some of it?
Absolutely. Hopefully it does make its way here, but it often ends up finding its way down in on that little Manhattan island somehow.
Yep.
Thanks, Eric. Yeah, we're coming up on a hard break, folks. We are the Financial Guys. You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network. When we come back, we are going to have David DiPietro and Senate Minority Leader in New York, Rob Ort, joining us. Stay tuned.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
To heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
And thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Having some fun here today, folks. The second hour of the Financial Guys radio show. And I'm Mike Hayflick, and we have Mike Spiraza here in studio. Boy, lots going on here. Lots of things. Just, what, less than 100 or about 100 some days to the election?
I think it's a little less now, isn't it?
Is it less?
Let me look it up
but,
for you.
You know, this is the general election maybe of a lifetime, and I mean that. I think, you know, it's either to continue with some of these more conservative types of ideas, you know, a great economy, lower taxes, support to our business owners, more money in all of our pockets throughout the year with lower taxes, or we literally might be down the socialist path. I mean, that's what we're seeing in some of these major cities, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, New York City. Well, I mean, I think we are leading the pack. We actually came across something this week, didn't we? We said, yeah, hey, way to go, New York.
Oh,
these are just some of the things that have happened here in New York at the best level compared to other states like Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey. We are leading in the decline of construction jobs, manufacturing jobs, leisure and hospitality, and finance. So
you got to lead something.
Way to go. Way to go, Governor, and way to go. Yeah, way to go, Mr. de Blasio in New York City. We literally are seeing more and more people leaving. And it used to be, well, the weather, it gets pretty bad, you know. And then it became, well, our taxes are so high, we're going to just snowbird.
Frustrating is that guy, de Blasio?
Oh, I can't even believe it.
He's just got his hateable face and the things he says.
Panderer in chief.
Yeah,
He'll take every opportunity he can to pander to his constituents.
Yeah.
And I wish there were others out there that could, just turn people's heads the other way and get them to really think about what they're voting for.
Yep.
We're going to be joined by David DiPietro in just a moment. Mike and Glenn were asked to co-host the Sandy Beach show yesterday, and I was able to listen to some of that. I actually caught the very beginning of them talking to Dave, and then I had to take a client. I had a review appointment, but we're going to be talking to Dave about some of the goings on. It was a busy week in Albany, and we were just saying, how on earth does a guy like Dave or even a guy like Rob Ort, how do they take those positions and stay sane? Because it is, I can't even describe it. Maybe we'll ask Dave, what word do you use to describe what you experience? I mean, maybe surreal, maybe the phrase, well, it's like the Twilight Zone. Those are the ones I would be thinking.
It's hard for me as a logical human being to hear some of these arguments and see some of the things that have been done over the last 4 months. And I guess 4 months is short. It's been longer than that. But it's infuriating.
It is.
I can only imagine being involved like Dave is. I mean, he sees it way than we do. You know?
And he has to be involved. By the position he has to. We can kind of divert our own attention elsewhere. But before we are joined by Dave, I want to go ahead and get to Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, how are you? Kevin, are you there? Hello? Hey, Kevin?
No, just turn people.
All right. I think Kevin had to step away. How about John in Fredonia? Let me go to John. John, thank you for waiting. How are you? You've got Mike and Mike. Hello, John in Fredonia?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was talking on my ham radio.
Not a problem. What do you think about these protests out in Portland?
On Friday, the guys that turned in, you guys are really a good breath of fresh air. You talk a lot of sense. And what we're going through, that last caller you had about the 68 riot.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit younger than them, but I had two older brothers and was very in tune with what was going on over the world because my parents have always been not shy to share their political views in front of us. And what I see wrong with this country right now, I don't know if it's going to get back on track anywhere soon. It's good to have people like you talk how you're talking and listening to people like you. But I was very disturbed this morning when I turned on WBEN and I hear the 7:30 news feed talking about the protests in Portland are due to the influx of federal agents. One, they're not protests. And two, the federal troops there are just, or federal authorities are just protecting federal property.
Right.
Tell it the way it is. But when I hear your news feed say something like that, it really makes me feel, are you guys, I know you have your own show and your own opinion, but when you hear WBEN make a news feed like that, it's like, see what we're up against?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of words. What did Nancy Pelosi say? These are like stormtroopers or something,
right.
Storming into the city of Portland, and she makes them literally sound like they're coming out of spaceships and just destroying people. These federal officers.
And we said this morning. I mean, I don't know what else to say besides what are the protests for at this point, right? I mean, maybe I'm naive and young, or I'm out of tune or out of touch, but what? What are we doing? What is the point of these? Why are they going on? Because whatever they're fighting for, burning stuff down and breaking. I mean, I told you this Monday. I was watching Tucker's show and he had a montage of them destroying the buildings.
Right.
It actually made me kind of sick. Like, think about if that was my city, I'd be furious. If that was my hometown, I'd be furious.
There's no doubt.
It's maddening.
Well, we were also talking about, what can people like us do, right?
Right.
What are some of the things that we can do? Well, we came across the NBA, right?
Right.
Adam Silver talking about the NBA, and we're talking about China and how China is a great market for the NBA to appeal to, right? Not only for the ball, but also for all the apparel, all the NBA merchandise. What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
How about we get guys, even the retired guys from the NBA, how about we get some of these guys that their organization that they made millions upon millions of dollars playing a sport, how about they go ahead and form little coalitions? Mm-hmm. How about they say, how about Michael Jordan, if you're listening? Why don't you go form a nice coalition and go into cities like Chicago, Portland, Seattle, go into these cities that are just getting absolutely destroyed.
Right.
How about you go build a cool fitness center, basketball facility? How about you do this in all of these major, major cities? And that's how you could help.
Right.
Right.
Get your hands dirty in there and fix it.
Honestly.
Right? I think it starts, I was going to say this before, it starts from the top down, right?
Yep.
Parents, celebrities,
absolutely,
athletes, whatever. It starts from the top down and say, we're not going to accept this anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you agree with the movement or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, absolutely no excuse to destroy your country.
No.
None.
No. How about we get Hollywood, we get NBA, we get Silicon Valley, we get all these people who say, oh, we care, and oh, this is unjust, and this is unequal, and oh, this is just going on decade after decade. How about you all put some money together and actually go try and fix some of this stuff? Because every single night we see shooting upon shooting.
Like young kids, too.
2-year-olds,
yes.
12-year-olds, 3-year-olds, all dying in windows just watching TV because of gangs just pulling up. Why don't you all do something about this?
And what's funny, too, with the couple in St. Louis, too, right? So they've been taking a beating in their gated community because they had the gun. They were brandishing the guns out in St. Louis there. Imagine if that was LeBron James's neighborhood. Or Robert De Niro's neighborhood, or one of those people, they'd be the first people calling the police, the National Guard, whoever they needed to
They've
get to.
They've got dozens of guards around their homes, around
but
their
that
gated
poor couple,
guards.
They gotta,
oh my
goodness! Take a beating for it. So.
No, so John, hey, we'll give you the last word.
Okay, one thing I heard DPA, your next guest on WECK, in this state, and I'm aware of what's going on in the state. I've always said people in Buffalo don't know what goes on in Rochester. Rochester don't know. People don't know what goes on in Syracuse.
Right.
Everybody doesn't know what goes on in Albany.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true.
What's going on in Albany right now, and your next guest, if they don't wake people up, we're beyond repair.
Agreed. And so we are going to get that perspective right now. We're going to pull in David DiPietro, New York State Assemblyman serving the 147th District. And a great, great friend to all conservatives out there like me, and to the financial guys. So I missed a lot of your appearance yesterday, but I laughed because when Lomas showed back up at the office, he said, "Oh, Dave really had so many more things to talk about." And I said, "Oh, that's good because he's on the show tomorrow." So how are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing fantastic. Just remember, keep the lie big. Keep the lie simple. Keep saying it, and eventually the people will believe it. And that was from Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi minister of propaganda. And that's in Albany. They're just, the lies are fast and furious. And if we don't wake up, I told people this morning, and when I was on with Mike and Glenn, what we did this week is beyond comprehension. The state is turning faster than people realize, and that last caller was 100% correct. But if we don't wake up, I think the state is really gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give it one election cycle this November. If things don't change this November, we're done forever. Especially with the redistricting, what the Democrats just did the other day. And every one of the local Democrats in Western New York voted for it. It was totally corrupt, totally against the law, totally beyond pale. It was a total power grab by the Democrats. They wouldn't debate us. We debated it, our folk, for over 3-4 hours, and they wouldn't say a word because they knew we boxed them in because it was so bad. But the fact was, they just said, we got the votes, and we're going to run it, and we're going to take the power. And it's horrible. And like I said, after November, if we can't make a move in November, the state is pretty far gone. It's pretty much done.
Dave, are we, or I guess maybe, am I missing something with these policies and with these ideas? I mean, I've said this all show, but it's just not logical. Are we missing something, or is it just, like you said, you keep saying it and you keep saying it and you keep saying it, so it's got to be true?
Look what they did just the other day. ICE agents in New York now. You know, what do ICE agents, they go around to protect the country. Someone comes here illegally, someone's dangerous, someone has a record, someone's killed somebody, you name it. If they're here illegally and not trying to become a citizen, ICE is out there. ICE is there to protect us from that person. ICE now, with the bill they just passed, this, it's a law that ICE, if they go into a courtroom, say someone gets called into court, ICE hears about it, they're an illegal alien, ICE goes in and arrests them, ICE agents now can be arrested. They can turn around, the judge, the police, New York State will arrest the ICE agent for making that arrest on the illegal alien and the family, they added more to it, the family of that illegal alien who got arrested for being here illegally can sue ICE, the federal government, and the ICE agent for monetary and civil damages.
What are they saying the ICE agents have done wrong by making that arrest, by showing up in court and basically just telling the truth? What are they saying that those ICE agents have been now accused of?
Racism.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I should have known, right? I should have known, because it's all about what color were you, something that you have no control over. The day you're born, you have no control over this, your gender, your color.
And what's scary about that with ICE is that's not just a New York problem. I mean, that mm-hmm. can filter to all these other states if that person illegally mm-hmm. here is doing something that affects other states like Pennsylvania or Florida. You know, if there's
right.
you know, if there's a crime being committed, it doesn't just necessarily mean it's going to only happen in New York, right? Mm-hmm. That person could go somewhere else. They could, you know.
Yeah. So that's one thing. Tell us some more.
Oh, you get some speeding tickets, and you don't show up for court. And you get issued fines, you no longer have to pay them. They will be forgiven. And you don't show up to court. They give you a guilty plea. Well, that guilty plea now means absolutely nothing. You don't pay your fine. You don't show up. They cannot. Normally what they do is they would, you don't show up, you don't pay your fine. After a while, they will go and send, court will send the record over to the DMV and have your license suspended.
Mm-hmm.
No longer, that's against the law now, that your license cannot be suspended for failure to pay fines.
Is that for us too, Dave, or everybody, or just certain people?
I don't know how that law is going to play out right now. The governor's going to go to the governor's desk. Let's see if he vetoes it. But they, again, they called that was racist and against the poor, because it was obviously the poor that have the toughest time paying fines.
Right.
Not taking into account that, number one, if you go to court and you tell them you have a hard time, most times the judges will reduce your fine,
mm-hmm.
and you can get up to 100 months pay your debt. 100 months. Think about that.
Right.
That's over 8 years. If you got a $100 fine, that's $1 a month. Okay. So I'm sorry, but if you're sitting out there with $300 Nike sneakers, $400 earbuds.
Yep.
You know, and you've got an iPhone that you don't pay for. Give me a break about paying the dollar, okay? And you're getting public assistance, but I don't want to hear about the poor. The United States has the richest poor in the entire world. Nowhere in the world do the poor people get everything ours do. I know there's hardships, but if number one, you committed the crime, you made the so live up to it. Go in there and plead it, and see what you can do. But to just not even show up to court and say, I'm not showing up and taking it, and now you can't, but now your license cannot be suspended.
And I mean, I feel like I remember years ago where something like what you just described would just go down in the absurd column. Like, nobody should ever feel like that's
here.
Where it's going. Yeah. Right, like everyone could align on something and say, of course you've got to be held to committing even just like a speeding ticket, of course. And like you said, in the past, when I had gotten any, it was, yeah, I've got to show up to court. Thank you. Yes, I definitely was speeding. I would like to go to driving school. I go to school for maybe two Tuesday nights in a row, a Saturday, whatever. But I realized like that became a disincentive to me to not be speeding. And now you're saying, no, you can actually do it. And it's almost like just –
But if you can't afford a $50 to $100 speeding ticket or a plea down to a parking ticket, you shouldn't have a car.
Right.
You shouldn't have a car. You shouldn't have, you know, anything. You know, if you can't afford a $50 parking ticket, you know, because that's – I see them get plead down a lot, right? Last speeding ticket I got pled down to a jaywalking ticket. It was $65.
Okay. So – I mean – and it likely becomes a little deterrent. Like, you know what? Even if it's not the money, it's the hassle. It's the – I goofed. What else? What else is going on? How did anything – do you think anything happened, Dave, in Albany this past week that tells us that our governor will simply become the governor again? Someone who needs to collaborate with the Senate and the Assembly? Or is it going to just be, you know, basically Emperor Cuomo for all of eternity?
It's Emperor Cuomo. After 55 days, from March 13th, when he got his executive powers, in 55 days he passed 260 executive orders in 55 days. It's out of control. And now he's approaching 400. You saw it the other day. What did he do? He comes out and he bans chicken wings as a food. I mean, does that guy have the guts to come to Buffalo again? I mean, I will organize the protest and have people throw chicken wings. Eat the chicken wings. We'll throw the bones at him when he comes to show him how dissatisfied we are. You got the home of the chicken wing, the Anchor Bar, Buffalo.
I know.
And you're going to tell us, my family goes out, my sister, my daughter, and my wife, they go get chicken wings every so often. That's their dinner.
There's no doubt. I mean, we're sitting here going, man, if I pound down 10, 15, maybe even 18 chicken wings, you're not going to tell me that wasn't substantive. I'll tell you what, for 4 or 5 hours, I know it was, because I am stuffed, I am happy, and I know that I could have a couple beers while I did it and still feel like I'm not, you know, looking behind my shoulder waiting to be guided out of the darn restaurant or handed a ticket.
And to be honest, too, I mean, how many people just go out to eat appetizers with their spouse or with their kids? I mean, you don't need to have a steak to, you know, enjoy a dinner, right? People get apps, people get wings. I can't believe that's a legitimate comment that he made.
Right. Dave, I see a lot of people in the office, and a lot of people are so absolutely discouraged, but downright depressed. What are some things that we as New York citizens can do to not continue down this road to pure socialism?
Well, let me just one more point on that.
Oh, sure.
In that executive order now, that let's say you're eating. As soon as your food is done, they can clear your alcohol from in front of you. So if you have a half a beer, food is gone, your alcohol is gone, and you're going to be asked to leave. You can't sit there and enjoy the rest of your cocktail. Is that out of his mind?
I'm sorry. I'm going to say try it, because anyone tries to take my light beer or my IPA out of my hand, you've really crossed the line.
But liquor stores remain open, too. That's the funny thing. So you can't go to the bar for a beer, but you can go to a liquor store and spend however long you want in a liquor store.
Dave, is there a point to the fitness centers, the restaurants, the bars. Yeah. Is there a point to him attacking that subsector of our economy? Do you think there's a real point to it?
Well, when he did the press conference, normally if you're going to tell people they have to eat food, that's a major press conference. You're changing the lives of the thousands of people across the state. He said it at the end of a press conference as though, and it came out, if you saw it, as he just thought of it. Press immediately pounced on him after that and said, Governor, where did this come from? What's the science behind it?
Yeah.
There was no science behind it. And you know what his answer was? This is quote unquote. He said, I saw some things.
I saw some things.
Your answer, I saw some things? This guy is an egomaniac out of control. I can't believe it.
I'm going to start saying that for everything I do know.
Yeah, anything.
I saw a couple things.
Yeah. That gave me the right to do it.
Yeah.
And just listen to me or be damned.
I saw a few things.
Oh, my. How about, hey, are you going to be able to stay another brief moment after this hard break coming up?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, tell us something else that happened in Albany. Oh, we're going to go to a break. Okay, no problem. We'll go to a break right now. We've got New York State Assemblyman David DiPietro here with us. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to continue to pound Dave's ear. We are the Financial Guys.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest host Mike Hayflick. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Mike Hayflick.
What gives you the right to tell me that 2 plus 2 equals 4?
I saw some things.
That's our new answer to anything we might do wrong. You know what? What gives you the right, sir? Well, I saw some things. I love it, Frank. That was classic. That was classic. 2 plus 2 is not 4. Well, I saw some things. It's questionable.
None of your business. But
none of your business.
Things.
Oh, my. So Mike Hayflick, Mike Sparazza in here today for Mike and Glenn. And we do manage money for a living, folks. So if you need us throughout the week, 633-1515. That's area code 716-633-1515, 833-FIN-GUYS. You can certainly watch our podcasts. Mike and Glenn are always busy every week doing new podcasts. Our YouTube channel, you hit the bell. Twitter, at FIN-GUYS. You can always tweet in your questions and comments. Lots of social media presence now, folks. And you can also go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, and check out TFG Academy. You'll see a little buffalo with a little diploma hat being worn, and you'll click there and you're going to see all the things we're doing. We're going to actually have a social security optimization virtual workshop on August 5th. That's at 6:15. You can go to thefinancialguys.com to register. You can also just call our office and register. Economic and markets update call August 26th. This is becoming a more and more widely heard event. Our economic and market update calls are inclusive of Mike and Glenn, but our entire Independent Solutions Wealth Management team, Dan Neiman, our CIO, Chartered Financial Analyst John Thurr, and Paul Meeks, and along with Mike Zimmer and Dave Mariock, or not to mention Dave, Dave, a local guy, pure stock guru, they do these economic and markets updates calls to inform our clients of what's going on. A lot of people say, oh, you guys talk a lot of politics. Well, why? Because politics actually affects the markets if you haven't been paying attention. Politics is a big part of what goes on with economic policy and fiscal policy.
Yep.
So that's why we do. And the other reason is because people like to talk politics. People actually like to talk about what's going on in not only the area here, but in the state. And in the federal government level.
It's something to get passionate about, too, right? You know, what's wrong with having beliefs?
Right.
I think that's one thing that we got to remember. You can have your own beliefs, you know?
Yeah. Hey, let's read a couple texts here. We've got, what about solutions? And I'm saying it a little louder because it's in caps. Stop just talking the same old crap. All right. Well,
I'll tell you what one solution isn't.
Yeah.
It's not burning down cities and, breaking windows and walls. That is not the solution.
How about actually removing mayors that don't do their job across those cities? How about anyone who does claim to be in favor of people working, of people actually succeeding and prospering? Yeah. How about they actually show it by their policies that they put in place and not keeping people in these really rundown neighborhoods, just proliferating generation after generation of this feeling that they can't do it alone, because that's just not true. And I said it earlier, the American dream has turned into the American handout.
I was just going to say, watch how fast people get to work and go out and try and make an honest living if you cut the funds off.
Right. Look, and if you make their city safe, how about it starts with safety?
Yep.
Nobody's going to keep their businesses or start new businesses in these buildings, these dilapidated and now completely destroyed buildings because of anarchists throwing things through windows, looting, and setting them afire. People will not stay in cities like this. So that is not the conservatives' fault.
Right.
the most of these cities where this is happening, you look at the list, they're nearly all, and I won't say all because I'm not positive, but nearly all Democrat-controlled, liberally run. You look at the governor, the mayor, the attorneys general.
And even some of them, the chief of police, like in Minnesota, was on the liberal side too.
They're all crying for defunding the police. I want to bring Dave DiPietro back on here. And hey, Dave. So just crazy what's going on here in the state level, but it certainly is going on into the national level too. How much of this do you think, at the national level anyway, is because it's a general election this year?
I think all of it. I think because Trump's on the agenda, on the ballot.
Yeah.
And they're going right through November, and then depending on what happens in November, this could all be over. COVID just become a normal cold after November 6th, and no one's going to hear about it again.
Just like Russia collusion was like in the rearview mirror, impeachment was no longer talked about, you think COVID will just be the same kind of thing?
But in New York, it's January is going to be, grab your popcorn. The show is going to be tremendous. This is going to be a bestseller. You've got five communists who are devout democratic socialists. They're members of the Communist Party, just got elected in New York City. They took out five Democrats who actually were just middle-of-the-road Democrats. They were Democrats, but you could work with them. Now you've got total leftists from the Communist Party with the ones that are up there, and they've already vowed to take over the Democrat Party in New York State, and they're going to kick out the Speaker Heastie. That's going to be a battle royale. Communists are going to run the state now. So if you thought it was bad these last 2 years with one party rule, grab the pop. That's going to be, what a show it's going to be.
Dave, is this fixable at all, ever, anywhere?
It's going to be fixable here in November.
Yeah.
Because people tell me, say, stop giving us bad news, do something. I'm doing everything I can. You should be talking to Crystal People Stokes and Monica Wallace and Sean Ryan and Pat Burke and the Democrats. They control the entire process. Crystal People is probably the third most powerful woman in the entire state. She votes for every one of these. She supports it. So, and she's got the power to stop it. Okay, so I tell people, don't stop yelling at me.
Yeah.
Because I'm just the news bearer. I'm telling you what's going on. But to go to the Democrats, you know, because what happens? These Democrats in Western New York, they come back to Buffalo, and you never hear a word about it. But yet every single one of them, because I sit up there with them, never fight any of these bills. They never fight them. And if they have to vote no, they have to ask their speaker to vote no, because otherwise they automatically have to vote yes. So when they vote no, they wait until they've got their 80 votes, 75 plus one, because when they get 80, then they'll push the red button at the last second so no one really sees them.
Right.
Some of them are so cowardly, they don't even push the button. They don't even vote. They go to the next vote, and then they get up, they walk up to the desk, and they have their vote put on paper. Doesn't record it for another day, so the public doesn't see it.
Here's a text we had received. USA haters, put your money, which you made, thanks to the USA, where your mouth is. Stop bashing the USA. Help fix it with your USA-made money. I think that was them yelling at us on the air, but I'm thinking to myself, we are putting our money to work. I mean, I'm putting my kids through college.
Right.
Well, I'm actually supporting our local economy. Right. I mean, what else can I?
Personally, I am not going to take my paycheck and put it to the city of Chicago.
I know.
I'm just not doing it. That's what politicians there get paid for. That's what their cities get paid for, not me.
Oh, my goodness. And I get it. I get a lot of people are angry, they're frustrated, and they say, what can I do? And I say, if you're part of any organizations, whether it's just statewide or nationally wide, we've got to get people up off their butts and vote in November. And isn't it mostly the midsection of the United States, Dave, that really makes the national difference?
I hope so. Don't know about this year. This is we always say this is every year. This is a big election.
Yeah.
The biggest election of our life. Okay? No matter what the previous years were, this is it. Besides 2016, heaven forbid, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, we wouldn't even be talking about this right now. We would. I can tell you this, after November, if Biden or whoever it is gets in by January, for the first 30 to 60 days, but by the time we get to March, all the border walls will be taken down. Not just the ones being built, but the ones that are already up. All the border walls will be down. Every illegal will be granted U.S. amnesty, about 35 million. Texas will turn blue with that. Never win another national election again.
And that's literally the plan. I mean, that's the roadmap for what they see as success.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I hear about it in Albany all the time. They're ready to wipe us out.
Right. So illegals getting on social services, bringing in more opioids, sex trafficking, What else? I mean, you name whatever else comes with illegal immigrants, right? That's what you folks out there, if you're a Democrat right now, that's what you're voting for.
But again, you look at these cities across the country that are being run this way. I don't know how much more evidence or proof people out there need to see. I mean, it's not like we're seeing bad videos or, you know, the one-off.
Right.
We're seeing exactly what's happening every day in those cities.
Right.
How can you vote for that? I'll never understand it.
No idea. Hey, Dave, before this next break, I guess then we'll let you go. But any other final thoughts here this weekend?
Well, yeah, I tell people the revolution's upon us, and you got to be courageous. You got to fight back. And if not you, who? I tell people, and if not now, when? If it's not now, I mean, give me a time that it's ever going to be more evidence to fight. And if you sit back and don't do anything, you're going to be part of the problem because we need all hands on deck to take this country back. And otherwise, we're going to lose it, and it's not going to be pretty.
Well said. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Dave DiPietro, keeping up the good fight for us in Albany, and it is not easy. It's like going into a knife fight with a little a plastic spoon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he just has no chance except to, speak his mind.
I give him credit.
I do, too. I think he probably, you know, does all he can just to pose these thoughts and really make people a little more reflective before they do the votes. But it just seems like it's like they're Teflon. They just don't want to hear it.
And you make the point, too. It one of the scariest things, and I know this due to just my family and what I've seen as a kid with drugs and what that can do to families. You know, I had two brothers that got involved in that.
Right.
That alone is scary to me. The thought of opioids running our streets and kids that are 15, 16 shooting heroin or getting those drugs. I mean, it's a real thing. And I saw it with my own two eyes with two brothers. So that to me is enough to just be like, shut it down.
No question about it. Right? Like you don't have to go much further than that.
No.
And if you want to go into more of the social issues and things like that, I suppose if you want to vote for those as kind of like the primary reasons,
right,
you can. But boy, start with the big stuff. Protection of our borders. A safe country. Give me a break. Like defunding the police. How could you vote for a side that is now in support? Like in support. Not even turning their sort of other cheek to it. They're saying, no, we support, no more police, defund it, just completely dismantle it. They call it reinvent the police. Give me a break. If someone's breaking down my front door, what do I do? Call and I hear some counselor saying, listen, take a deep breath. Everything will be fine. Think about your privilege.
Yep.
Right? Your privilege, Mike. I think this is what caused it.
Right.
No, I didn't. I wasn't born white because I had a choice. I just happened to be born white.
And I guess
what? I'm actually working my tail off to make everything I try to do work.
And I was actually talking to my dad about that this morning. I am so sick and tired of hearing that term being thrown around like it's a bad thing that I'm a white male. we're in the office together every week. I mean, 80, 100 hours
right.
a week at times,
right.
working my tail off to get ahead in life. And I'm looked at like, I'm, you know, oh, you don't deserve that.
No.
Well, no, I do.
I do, actually.
I do. Tail off, you know?
I do. So. I'm actually going to, before the next break, I'd like to bring on Jeremy Hudson. Jeremy is he's part of Feed More Western New York, 50 Friends of Night People, helping people in Buffalo and the surrounding areas with a food drive. So, Jeremy, I appreciate you calling in. Can you tell us about the event?
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me on, Mike.
You're welcome.
We have actually partnered with Feed More Western New York and Friends of Night People.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually part of the West Seneca Lodge, number 1111.
Ah, okay.
So we're sponsoring a food drive. In past years, other ways to raise money, but this year with COVID, we have some restrictions on how we fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, with that and the, you know, record unemployment around the country and certainly here in Western New York, we thought one of the best ways to help our neighbors was to, you know, raise some funds and raise some food for the pantries of these two organizations. They both, you know, directly benefit our neighbors right here in Western New York. And they have, you know, multiple ways to get the food directly to the people. So we have, as our flyer says, we're having our food drive August 2nd from 10 a.m. in the morning till 4 p.m. in the evening. It'll be at 2379 Union Road in Cheektowaga.
Okay.
And we're accepting any non-perishable food items. So
Terrific. So people have to actually show up. So you'll pretty much drive up. Will there be a whole bunch of support just getting food out of trunks and back seats and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, it'll be non-contact drop-off. We're going to have, you know, cones there. We have the local volunteer fire companies.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be setting up, you know, easy trails for people to go through. We'll have folks that'll be able to just, you know, if you want to just have a grab out of your trunk or the back seat.
Awesome.
Contact, obviously, with the volunteer firefighters there as well. There'll be, you know, many safety items and certainly, you know, sanitizer for everybody on location,
mm-hmm.
wearing masks. So, you know, this is something that we thought, you know, Buffalo, the city of good neighbors, that we should all get out and rally and fill these pantries so that people can, you know, feed their families and feel comforted in the time of need.
No doubt. Jeremy Hudson, West Seneca Masonic Lodge number 1111. Whereabouts on Union Road is that? It's in West Seneca, I would imagine. And I know that area, but can you just give people, you know, just an idea of precisely where that is?
Yeah, our lodge is at West Seneca and Main Street, so it'll be just by where the you know, West Seneca mm-hmm. Police Department is and that area right
now. Oh, okay. Yep. All right. So down in that Union, Seneca, Union Ridge Road area.
Yeah, right before Southgate Plaza. Yep.
Beautiful. Perfect. All right. Jeremy Hudson, thank you for calling in. Again, that's August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A great food drive sponsored alongside with the Masonic Lodge. Feed More Western New York, 50 Friends of Night People. Thanks for everything you do, Jeremy. I know you and all the others that are helping people could certainly do other things. And to do this is super, super admiring. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate that well, and being a lifelong Buffalonian, as I said, you know, City of Good Neighbors is our moniker, and we're living up to that. So thank you, Mike, for having me on.
Love it. All right. Thank you, Jeremy Hudson. Again, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., a food drive. Do what you can, folks. Not too far from that Union Road, Seneca area, Southgate Plaza, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right, great. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to then wrap up the second hour, and we are the Financial Guys here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest host Mike Hayflick. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Mike Hayflick.
All righty, welcome back. We're just winding down here, our 2 hours that we get with you. Mike Hayflick and Mike Spiraza here in studio this weekend. We are the Financial Guys this week, and we have a fabulous comprehensive team to help you throughout the week with wealth management, financial planning, retirement income planning, auto and home insurances, and many other types of insurance, just to name a few. So if you need us throughout the week, folks, 633-1515, you can get to our site, thefinancialguys.com, and get in touch with us. I need to bring in a caller here, Mr. Rob Ort, New York State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort. Rob, thanks for calling in and sharing maybe a little bit of your perspective on what's going on here in our state.
No problem at all. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, really. I don't know if you caught some of our time with Dave DiPietro. I know you're a colleague, of course, maybe even a friend. And I just wonder, where are we heading? I mean, a lot of times I'm talking to people in our office, and they generally think like us. They'd like more limited government. They'd like mostly, you know, their freedoms to be kept intact. Where are we going in New York? And I guess what direction do you think we're going heading into, you know, into November, especially coming out of this COVID crisis?
I think this is a very dangerous time. And a critical time for our state, and certainly for our country, I would even say. But, you know, New York, for better or worse, very often, you know, is part of the national narrative, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you look at what's going on, particularly coming out of New York City, right, a lot of this is driven out of New York City. It doesn't absolve Democrats in the majority houses from other parts of the state, because in many cases they've gone along with these policies.
Mm-hmm.
When you look, you know, there was just a new senator who just got elected in a primary. He will take office in January, who wants to cut the New York's police department budget by $3 billion, which is half the budget. I mean, he campaigned on that issue and won. A number of assembly Democrats who serve with Dave, all of whom Dave would tell you were not moderates. These were liberal Democrats, albeit sort of I guess at this point, more traditional liberal Democrats,
right,
all lost, right? They all lost to socialist, avowed socialist candidates. You know, so basically what you have is you have a majority in both houses who believe that the police and law enforcement,
right,
part of the problem, not part of the solution. They, and you talk about freedom, and you're 100% right. But, you know, the one of the underpinnings of freedom is you need to feel safe, right?
Right.
Security and safety and public safety is gone, then no one's free because now it's every person for themselves, right? Now the mob rules.
Mm-hmm.
The you know, the dangerous elements rule. You heard Dave talk about the ICE bill. This is another theme that's gone on where people who have broken the laws, whether they have committed assault, robbery, welfare fraud, or violated our immigration laws,
right,
we are more concerned about protecting them, and we have now created penalties in an environment where those who were supposed to uphold,
right,
constitutionally, they have become the enemies and the targets.
Right. So the enforcers of the law and also the victims of these crimes are being basically said, oh, you just hold your tongue and too bad for you, right?
And where does that list of crimes end? Right.
Oh,
what's
oh.
next? I mean, is are rape and murder okay now too? Like, when, where do we go with that? Assault, is that okay? I mean, where does that list of crimes end? Is what I'd like to know too.
So it's funny. Yeah. Well, when they did the bail changes a year ago, which was really the first sort of sign or harbinger of where we are today,
mm-hmm.
And we know those have been a disaster. I mean, look at the violent crimes in New York alone, Buffalo, Manchester,
mm-hmm.
Syracuse. Violent, you know, shootings, violent crime, deaths. And by the way, the victims of most of these crimes are people of color, minorities.
Right.
So you're not helping these communities in spite of the fact that they sort of pretend they are. They are actually hurting them, but it's a convenient political narrative.
Right.
You know, somehow the cops, not the drug dealers, but somehow the cops, not the gangs, but the cops, not the, you know, prostitutes,
mm-hmm.
really the perpetrators. If we could just get them out of these communities, then these communities would be better served. And it's just, it really is unfortunate and completely just an upside down narrative. And we haven't even gotten into the economic calamity that we're facing as a state. And you know what Democrats love to do, certainly in New York, when there's an economic problem, raise taxes, right? Double down.
Yeah. Yeah.
More regulations, make it more costly. The one difference, I will tell you, Mike, the one difference mm-hmm. time, many of these employers, they've already left New York because of the COVID crisis, right? They're operating remotely.
Right.
Their companies remotely. And so now they're going to sit here and say, I can do my job from Florida, from South Carolina. You know, I can do my job from anywhere. I don't have to be in Manhattan.
That's right. That's right.
And now, you know, you need to be creating incentives to bring them back. And what they're going to probably do is the exact opposite. And that's really just unfortunate. But the voters this November really have to make a determination. I don't care what Democrat, Republican, Independent. You have to go to the poll and say, this is enough. You know, unless you are just for the utter collapse.
That's right.
Of democracy as we know it. You have to draw a line in the sand and say we need people who are supporting our police, who are supporting common sense economic policies.
Absolutely.
Or individual freedom.
Absolutely. Rob Ort, thank you for calling in. I hope you won't be a stranger. I'd love to talk to you again here on the show. Thank you.
I'd be happy to.
All right. Terrific. That's Rob Ort, Senate Minority Leader.
And again, I think the biggest solution is, like Jay Blanchard always says at our office, you incentivize good behavior and you de-incentivize poor behavior.
Pretty easy.
It's a pretty easy concept. We just
super
can't
easy.
Seem to figure that out as a nation. You have to stop catering to people that are doing poor and making poor decisions and doing bad things.
No question about it. It starts in the household, folks.
Yep.
Well, we are up on our last couple minutes, minute and a half maybe, and I wanted to just end the show today by remembering my sister-in-law who passed away this week, Mary Jo, Maria Josefa. You are the model for how to be a mother. Your legacy of Eric, John, and James, my loving and wonderful nephews, will absolutely live on. Three amazing young men that clearly learned the lessons from you of nurturing respect and love. May you rest in peace. Folks, thank you for tuning in today. You've got Esther, the tax lady, and her team coming up next. For Mike Spiraza, this is Mike Hayflick. Hope you have a great, great weekend and a great rest of summer. I think I'll be back on in August, so we look forward to that time.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, folks. We are the Financial Guys on the Financial Guys Radio Network.